It was a defining moment for American foreign policy and the conflict that shaped a generation of anti-war campaigners. But for Philip Jones Griffiths, the Vietnam War was the assignment that made his photographs among the best known of their era and elevated the man from Rithlan to become an icon of his trade.
I've been around battlefields all my life. The first one was here where I was born, the site of the Battle of Morava Rithlan.
It's 7 years since Philip Jones Griffiths died, and while mourning the loss of their father, his two daughters have sought a defining legacy for his work.
It's definitely been a challenge, especially as he was an extremely proud Welshman and wanted his work to remain in Wales.
This week in Aberystwyth, Catherine Holden and Fanny Ferrato saw the first major exhibition of their father's photographs since he died at the new permanent home of his archive, the National Library of Wales.
So we've been working in close contact with the National Library of Wales and talking about the different ideas, but we had no idea really what to expect, so...
And we're overwhelmed, to be honest.
We were completely...
We are so pleased with this exhibition. Not only have they shown his work beautifully, they've also captured a little piece of him. And for us, actually, it was very emotional coming here this morning and seeing the work. We were in tears, actually, to be honest.
The National Library now holds more than 30,000 prints and 150,000 slides from Philip Jones Griffiths' archive. They include the iconic images from Vietnam, but also photos of the Troubles in Northern Ireland and the other images he captured on assignment with the famous Magnum photo agency. Some are on display as part of the six-month exhibition of his work, but getting his daughters to agree to the transfer of his archive to the library has been a long process, overseen by the library's former president, Lord David Wigley.
Although there was initially a little bit of doubt as to whether it would be appropriate to be in a library or in a museum, the idea that things might be buried and away from sight, once the daughters, the trustees of his foundation, saw the capacity and the skills and talents in the National Library here, they saw this was the place to be, and that has been such benefit for everybody in Wales, but indeed around the world.
As well as the famous photographs, there are letters, books, videos and clothes, and the countless cameras, press cards and visas that Philip Jones Griffiths amassed during his career. Initially, Bangor University had been in discussion with his daughters about holding the archive at its new Pontios Centre, which is still being built. But the library offered a permanent, secure home and the promise that the archive won't gather dust. His daughters hope many more people will get to see his work and learn more about his craft.
It was Philip's dream to maybe develop a centre that students can come and, you know, stay in and do workshops and things like that. That's something we may pursue, but in terms of the work having found its home, we are extremely satisfied.
Maybe we could do a travelling exhibition through Wales, and definitely have more schools and come to see the exhibition while it's up at the National Library of Wales, but it's a great start.
In fact, Sherlock Holmes said to Watson, "The problem with you, Watson, is you see, but you don't observe." Well, what the best photographers do, we all see. The best photographers observe.
It's been a long old wrangle to find a permanent home for the archive, and there's still some scepticism about storing it in Aberystwyth from David Hearn, an old friend of Philip Jones Griffiths and a fellow Magnum photographer.
If we only had the stuff in Cardiff, you know, if we had 500 pictures of Philip in Cardiff, people that came over to the interest in photography, they would come there on that train, and they would see this work, and they would see the work of a great Welsh person, and that's what Wales should be pushing for all the time.
I remember this one. This is a Vietnam picture. This is one of the tunnel rats.
His images are credited with helping to end the Vietnam War. His family hope Philip Jones Griffiths' legacy will be to inspire a new generation of photographers to capture the defining moments of our time.